Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback.
Right. It is the Malcolm Go podcast. It is September 18th, 2018. Tony and Tyler right here in studio talking Patriots all week, all the time. That song was a little fun, little poke at a little Antonio Brown and the domination of the Dolphins, knocking them out cold, crushing them, and don't call it a comeback. See if any of you picked up on that.
It's hot. It's good. Just good stuff. Yeah. It's quality. This is what we do. We do quality stuff over
here. We just open with great songs that with a meaning behind them. You got to listen to the lyrics, man. So what a dominant and utter humiliation of poor Brian Flores and the team that he was left with. A bunch of bums that don't want to play for him and are immediately asking to be traded. All the best players. Minka Fitzpatrick had a play in it, and then like was like, I just don't want to be here. It's a weird thing that's happening in the NFL now, where it's becoming the NBA, where star players are just like, I'm just not playing here anymore.
You know, what's funny is all day, SportsCenter's just on at work constantly, and I just have to look at that dumb screen.
Yeah,
and so all day it was, is there something? Do they need to fix players demanding trades in the NFL? Like, is that becoming a problem? And then the next question was, should Eli Manning demand a trade? It's like, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, we're going to send him a box of sausages and fucking a 2,125-year round 7 pick for Eli Manning.
Seriously. I mean, where would he go?
There's no team where he would make a team better. There's not one.
No, the Jacksonville quarterback right now is better than him.
Yeah, he's younger and spry.
Maybe the Jets ship him over.
The Jets? He wouldn't have to move. Yeah, it's not bad. Just not move, just wear green instead. Probably wouldn't have to change his locker, just wherever the fuck he is.
I mean, you wouldn't send him. The Steelers is not going to help. The Steelers are a disaster. They're going 3-13.
Yeah, they're not very good, even with Ben Roethlisberger.
Which is an awful trade. They just traded a first-round pick for a safety, but that might be a top five pick now.
Yeah, they're top five. But Minka Fitzpatrick is a top five pick, and he's proven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I agree with it, no matter what. You know what I mean? I'm on board with proven talent over a draft pick, you know, lottery, basically.
I do get that, too. But, I mean, it's tough to miss with a top five pick.
It is tough to.
And they're going to be teams that do bad. It
consistently. Yeah, the true. Jets did it for 25 years.
That's what they pride their franchise on. Yeah,
they really did. I mean, Darnold seems like the only one that they've hit on in the top 10 that I can remember.
Well, there's some of the D linemen have all been stout.
I mean, not really. They drafted Leonard Williams like number 2. He was supposed to be like Aaron Donald. He's really not that great.
See, all those guys look
Mark Sanchez.
Same to me. They're all like 310 pounds.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's good and who's bad. Is Sheldon Richardson good? Maybe.
Oh, he was another one. He was another top 5-10 pick. And he was like a fucking, he was like driving around 300 miles an hour in St. Louis with an AK-47 and his 3-year-old in the back seat, unseatbelted.
That could happen to anyone. It's not, I mean.
Rex Ryan was like, let's just give him a chance to explain.
But like, he could have been a Pro Bowler. Like, I have no clue how good or how bad any of the Jets D linemen are. They're all great.
Usually
they have like 5 that are supposed to all be good. And
they've
never
always been pretty good since like the early 2000s. John Abraham, who's that guy that was good too when he came to the Patriots and they went to the Super Bowl and lost. I forget. He was good though.
Ted Washington?
No, I can't remember his name. And then then they had Williams and that other guy with the Arab name that was good for a couple years. They had Vernon Golston, which was a classic Belichick move. That was like the maybe their all-time bust. He had like Belichick worked him out, even though they knew that he didn't want him, or he knew that he would never take him. So the Jets jumped up and took him, and Belichick traded down, took Jerod Mayo.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was
like
that
five
was
picks classic. Later. Who's now the defensive coordinator and probably going to be the fucking head coach of the Jets next year.
Yeah, seriously. But that could be, if he's here for 5-8 years as defensive coordinator, that could go down as one of the best picks ever, strictly for how good of a coach he is, too.
I know.
Like, he was a great player, but then also you get a coach.
How about the fact that he's never coached anything? Not Pop Warner, not fucking anything.
He had to have been around the team for the past five. Like, you don't just...
He was on TV. He was, like, talking about the team. Remember, he was, he was on, like, NBC Sports.
Oh, one of those?
Like, with fucking Tom Curran.
It's weird.
And they're talking about the team.
You don't just become the defensive coordinator.
Apparently, you do. Like, you do. It's him and Belichick's derelict son, who has a mullet.
And he was apparently a great coach.
Now they have the greatest defense the world has ever seen. The world, I'm telling you, God has bestowed upon us what he has forespoken.
Beautiful.
We are beholding the Lords have wanted forever. Steve Belichick to take the reins. Josh McDaniels is going to stay offensive coordinator. Tom Brady is going to last forever. Another at least 10 years. And then Josh McDaniels is going to ride off in the sunset and retire. And Steve Belichick's going to just keep the team running for years until his son is ready to take over.
Wow, that would really be...
It's a Belichick dynasty.
Imagine dying, like being, born when Belichick is the coach. You grow up, they win all these Super Bowls. And then when you die, his son is still the coach?
Yeah, it's like the Georgetown Hoyas. Not so much anymore, but I think Patrick Ewing's the coach there now. But it was like... they were just hiring his sons, like John Thompson's sons, because they're like, well, you kind of like him, I guess.
Good enough.
Yeah. He's like, only some of it. Some of his cum is in you, or not in you, but made you.
Hey, I mean.
Hopefully it's not in you.
If it works for NER, it should work for
language. So anyway, I mean, Antonio Brown, what a showing. Apparently he was just targeted. What was he targeted on the first three passes of the game?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about his farting in the...
Well,
in the
I was going to play
office.
That next. You want to get into that? We can get into that right away.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty hilarious. I mean, the doctor... What's this doctor suing him for, like, 11 grand because he never paid him? I don't know what he did. He was, like, testing his body his body fat.
Does
he's just
NFL
ripping ass.
Not cover that?
I don't know. I don't know why he's getting his body fat measured. Clearly, it's close to zero.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, sir. It's okay.
That is hilarious, though. It's funny because, like, there's a goddamn janitor that works at my job, and he is mopping that bathroom, and that place is disgusting, and nobody feels bad for it. You walk by him, and you're like, oh, you just look at him, and you're like, he doesn't even he doesn't smile. You can just tell he's thinking about fucking, crawling through 3 miles of shit pipe that he had to do to get here, like Shawshank.
Yeah.
And now he's here, and this is... But a doctor? You fought in front of a doctor, and now God forbid you fought in front of a doctor.
I forgot. Yeah.
God forbid you just, like, oh, Jesus.
Is there ever a worse feeling than when you're shitting in a public bathroom, someone walks in, and you just... You're like, I'll just let... you're going to, like, make a big fart, and just, like, if I just hold it, like, clinch it a little, like, 75% clinch it, and then you just get that squeeze, like... Just a little ass rip, and then it just like comes out like water, just like a big splash. It's a disaster. There's nothing. I don't know. Will it ever not be funny? Like you're in. I don't know. I don't care if you're at a funeral and you walk in and you're fucking somebody's just taking a shit and drops a log. You're just like, it's kind of funny.
It is. At work today, someone was in the bathroom and he's just screaming the N-word. Right. He's in the stall screaming.
Sounds like my job.
The N-word. Yeah. And you just in my head, I was like, just please, if you come out, be white. Like, just please
need
be
this.
Like,
need this.
Like, I mean, don't be. I was saying, don't be white.
Oh.
That was like the opposite. I was like, that's the last thing I need is for this guy to come out. And then, me, there's like two other black guys in there. And now, like, me, I'm going to have to fight this fucking white guy.
It's going
to
be a race war, yeah. And you're like in there.
Just to prove that I don't.
Like, I don't condone this type of behavior.
Yeah, I'm kicking this guy on the ground because he's yelling, like.
Shouldn't have said that, sir. Yeah. Christ sakes, it's a new age.
In. Oh, it's like, I just like, thank God. Turns out the guy came out who's a 6'5 black guy. Sure.
He's a Boston Celtic.
The other three of us just fucking cowered over here.
Well, you have every right to say that.
Scream wherever you want. I'm just going to run away.
Yes. So let's listen to him do a little poopy in front of his doctor. It's pretty...
My bad dog.
He's got like a little wand. He smiles at the camera. Who's filming this?
Is he smiling when he's doing it?
He did the first time. No, he's again.
Oh, shitty. I had a lot of fiber, bro. Man.
We got 3%.
I can believe that.
I need that.
3% body fat. 3%.
We got to increase. Stay at that weight. Body fat. We got to stay at that weight.
He's shredded. Now he's just flexing.
Next to physique.
Does he fart again? The last one was hilarious.
I got this right here, man. Anybody ain't walking around with this.
It's like a bodybuilder's doctor, it seems like.
You gotta be freaking hammered and jacked. Bust a move.
I know the doctor's doing weird shit. Anyway, so he's just ripping ass in front of him.
Fuck that guy.
No, and then now.
Oh, look at this. You're 3% body. Shut the fuck up. No one gives a shit.
He had like some
Your job
wand.
Is meaningless.
Yeah, I don't know. It's literally. That was what we did when I was in high school and we were wrestling. They only took your body fat to know that, like. How anorexic you could be throughout the season. It was like, okay, you're 17% body fat. You could probably lose 45 pounds without us pulling you out of the wrestling match. So that's what they do, basically. They test it, and then they test it like in the middle of the season, and then at the end, they're like, we kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that guy was strictly doing it to be like, wow, look how good and in shape. Like, he doesn't
it was nothing.
Medically.
He had like I don't even think it was doing anything. It looked like a children's marker he had, attached to an extension cord. I'm not sure it was doing anything, but well, so now he's getting sued by him. I don't know if he's being sued. I feel like I heard he was getting sued by another woman there was some other, sexual assault claims.
So this girl was hired to draw a portrait of him.
Oh yes. An artist.
And he came out of the bedroom or the bathroom or in the shower or whatever with like a hand towel covering him. He's like, how's it going? They both inside talking to her. And then she was like,
not a good look.
And then she left and then never came back.
She never picked to finish that portrait,
I don't think he exposed himself to her.
Just had a hog behind a face cloth?
Yeah, pretty much.
Respect that.
But yeah, that was the other one.
Some people, you know, I don't know. It's fucking insane. Like, the balls. Like, it's not only that. You got to be mildly insane to do that. Like, just...
Yeah, like,
the guy's obviously got shredded, but to think that, like, okay, some artist is going to come over here and paint my picture. I'm just going to come out of my shower naked and maybe even pull my dick out. I don't know.
I'm just going to
hang the 6-inch washcloth on my dick.
Where they always used to talk about, like, you know, you're making out with a girl, it's getting hot, you're in the car, and you take it out. That was, like, a big move. A lot of people talk about taking it out when you're making out. Like, just now your dick's out. I couldn't even fathom. That doesn't seem.
Taking it out?
I don't think I would just ever just take it out unwarranted.
That makes one of us.
Is that a move? That's a good move?
That's the move. What are you talking about?
Is it a move? You kind of slowly
move
the hand.
How do you get it started?
Hand. No, you slowly move the hand to like towards you.
You're going to light this fire, baby. Let's go.
Oh, no.
If you guys were already making out, she says no, right? And then you obey her.
Yeah, but it's already out.
It's already out. It's already out. I mean, it's happening.
I
want to tell a story right now. I mean, fuck it. It's like 25 years ago. Not 25. I wasn't 8 years old, but it was 20 years ago. Anyway, I've been hanging out with this girl. It was college. And a friend of mine's, one of my best friends from college, it was a girl that he knew from high school, whatever. And some reason we were vibing, right? We're hitting it off real well. We hung out one night, just made out a bunch. You know, minor stuff, like high school-ish. Like, we were, like, almost courting, right? Necking. And then, you know, second time, same thing. Third time, same thing. And I'm like, and I've never really, like, college, I was just, like, I was, like, part animal. You know what I mean? I was not, like, a respectable person in society. Right. I was just, a disgusting...
It's Syracuse, too. It's just...
Yeah,
expounded.
Gross person. And, you know, it got to, like, the fourth time. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? So, like, literally, she would, like... You know, touch it and touch my chest and touch my nipples and whatever. And I'm like, I'm kind of into this. And then one time I was in a frat house. She got up and like had to leave the leave the room, and you know, but she was touching it earlier, like under my pants. So like she was like touching it under my pants, and everybody was on board, right? She had her shirt off, everything, and then she went up, went in the shower, not in the shower, in the bathroom, came back like 2 seconds later. I had derobed. I was nude at this time on my futon, which is the sexiest place you can be, and she was just like, "I gotta go." I was like, "What do you mean you gotta go?" She's like, "This is like too much." I was like, "Well, where the fuck do you think this was going here?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Literally, yeah. I think we had to put our cards at the table at this point."
Yeah, I probably would have kept the.
I get my balls busted over that a lot.
By who?
Friends.
Yeah, I would have kept the boxers on.
Why? We're here to party.
You go 90-10. You know, you do 90 of their.
I sold out. I sold out. You did. I put my cards on the table. Yeah, I lost. Big deal.
Yeah.
You know what you do? You ante up again.
So I walked to the comedy.
Won't see her no more. Won't see her no more.
I don't know. I think I would have left boxers on. I think going full nude is just.
I think I might have been in boxers when she left.
If you're just in boxers, then.
I don't want. Listen, I'm not asking for you to be the morality police here. I'm just telling you that what I did is the correct move. Okay,
I don't know.
And everybody around, if I don't get my listeners, I'll get 100 emails that says this is the correct move.
So you're saying the only reason it's not the correct move is she got up and left.
Yeah, but I think that's more on her than anybody.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So you're saying that's going to work 9 out of 10. It's her fault.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she missed out on a real ride.
It's not that she missed out, but it says something about her personality that she left.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Something's missing. Wait, is she from Syracuse?
No, she's from a nice town in New Jersey.
Jersey girl.
Yeah. I mean, for all sakes, intents and purposes, she should be into this. I mean, that is what they do.
I feel like you and Jersey.
And my friend, I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, he should have told me, like, this girl's kind of a prude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew each other. Like, let me know, guy.
Yeah, I mean, as long as she's, I don't know. I feel like 4 dates, making out.
There weren't even dates. We didn't go to Applebee's.
Not dates, but
they were just at my dorm.
4 hangouts in college, whatever it is. Same thing. That's a date in college.
4? Like, my friends, I would have had friends, like, my Saugus friends would be like, ugh, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you didn't bang her on the first time you hung out? You're going to hang out with her again? And then, like, if I went a third time, like, I might as well have just gotten engaged. Like, it made no sense to anybody else, like, why I would even make out with a girl a third time.
That is that huge thing, like, growing up in high school. It's like, you're hooking up with some girl, you're a sophomore, and they're like, hey, did you get a hand job yet? And you're like, no. No, you didn't get a hand job? Were you gay?
That's all I ever heard.
Like, oh, my God. Why can't I just be? I'm fine doing what I'm doing. Yeah but I'm fine. I guess that's because you're gay. It's my like, uncle, why are you treating me like this?
I don't know. I was a kid. My uncle would be taking me to football practice, 11 years old, asking if I got blown yet. I'm like, no, I'm 11. I can't even get my dick out, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And he was like, well, I got blown when I was 13. Peabody girl. I was like, well, she's a Peabody girl, of course.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's classic.
Yeah. Tanners weren't good then. Tanners are good now.
Yeah.
We're fighting uphill battles over here. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why that story popped in my head, but it's a true story. I fought in my head for about 10 minutes to tell that story, but, you know, whatever. Maybe that's she's a listener. Bad. Maybe she'll email into malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com. Let me know why she left.
Maybe she picked
And maybe up, she might have literally left school because I never saw her again.
Maybe
and
she picked up an Oxy habit. She's got Oxys? Scarred by that date. Now she's on Oxys. She hit the street.
I'm gonna get the Antonio Brown lawsuit any minute now.
This podcast would get shut down so fast.
The Malcolm Goat podcast is shut down.
They'd confiscate that 2008 computer you have.
This is a MacBook Air, and I think it's 2011. Anyway, back to Antonio Brown. So he comes out with the dish towel on his dick. So he doesn't like that. But both of these things, Pittsburgh DA is like, yeah, but you can't just tell us you're suing someone 3 years later. That's like not how it works. We can't just, there's a statute of limitations on these things. So 2017, that's a no-go. So they can't press criminal charges against him at all, no matter what. So it's like he gets sued and has to pay or whatever, or doesn't pay. But the bigger issue, I guess, is the NFL putting him on the exempt list, which they literally can't do. It says it in the CBA or the NFL's policies that they can't put him on the exemption list unless it's a criminal charge. And they interviewed the girl for 10 hours yesterday or Sunday. And they were like, or Monday, whatever it was. They interviewed her for 10 hours and still haven't done it. Haven't done it yet. So
could you, well, because if that's the case, like, couldn't you just start
suing NFL players?
Yeah, making up lies against the team
course.
You don't.
Like, 100%. I could sue Tom Brady for rape tomorrow. And
to
everyone would believe it.
You'd have
look
to
at
get
us.
In the news.
Yeah.
It'd be a great way to start fucking, you gamble, you put a lot of money on the Chiefs
Ooh.
Losing this weekend.
Yeah.
And then get Mahomes in a rape charge.
Yeah. Got caught a rape. Caught a body.
You want to hear this? All right. Listen to this one. This is, again,
this is also
nothing to do with football,
pull it out story.
So there's this kid. It's my friend used to teach at the, it's like the summer camp and the counselors, they're all like in their 20s, whatever. And these kids are all from like age 8 to 15. And they Uh-oh. Go to this camp for like 2 weeks at a time. And then new kids come in. And these counselors are all there.
Uh-oh.
And they all hang out. They drink. It's not that bad.
I don't know what we're
so,
doing. What we're talking about
this
here.
Is some 22-year-old kid from England who's one of the counselors.
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend also from England. They're both here teaching at different camps. He's at one. She's at the other.
Yep.
He gets drunk with some of the other counselors.
Uh-oh.
Bangs one of the counselors that's not his girlfriend, cheats on her, wakes up in the morning and realizes his girlfriend's going to find out. He said he got raped because you can't consent to sex when you're drunk.
That's a move.
I was like,
there's an excuse.
It was the most insane thing of all time. He said literally that he was raped.
Devil's avocado here, Larry.
Devil's avocado.
It was unfuckable. I was like, I got angry. I was like, I want to fucking smash this kid. I don't even
did
know
it work?
He
Wait, did he tell the police he got raped or he told his girlfriend he got raped?
He told his girlfriend and he told the camp. She got fired from her job.
The girl?
Yes. She was also drunk. So neither one of them consent.
It's a double
so
rape.
So technically he said.
It's a double rape.
He got raped and raped in the same night.
Yeah. So it's like a mulligan. So it's like a plus one and a negative one. So it just equals that doesn't equal well, it's a zero. It's
yeah,
a zero.
It is zero.
You start off at
but
zero.
Then like did exactly. So
it's
not
a,
rape.
Yeah, it's a rape. If you're raping while you get raped, then it's a zero. So you're good. Everything's clean.
But then well, I think you could rape yeah. Well, he could rape her if she was drunk and he like really for but
you could still be drunk,
you
yeah.
You can't get raped as a guy.
No. Well, some I mean I'm sure people say that you can, but no. You
How
can't.
Could you have sex? I could not possibly.
Unless it was incest.
I can hardly have sex when I'm drunk as it is right now.
I can't have
then if I'm gonna
sex
get raped,
when I'm fucking not drunk anymore.
Well, I'm saying I can't. I hardly.
Limp Dick McGillicuddy
yeah,
over here. I'm getting old, Christ's sakes.
So how the fuck. Oh, this really got me fucking real mad.
PO'd.
This guy.
Yeah, I mean, you could get raped. I mean, I
as
don't know
a
how
guy
you,
by a girl?
Probably not by a girl, no. I mean,
well,
get,
that's what I'm saying.
You can get raped by a man.
You can get raped by a man, but how could a girl rape you? She could sexually, she could grab your dick. She could blow you. Or
and then in the same token, I still think you're just a pussy. Like if some girl's like, hey, I'm going to grab your dick. And then like you'd be like, oh, I'm going to tell the superior.
Yeah, you could be
such a thing.
You could be not into it or whatever and just go along with it.
So,
but
yeah.
You can't, she can't
but
force
it,
you to
even like the ugliest girl on earth that touched your dick, it's like, all right. Somebody touched my dick. Like,
yeah.
It's not like guys punch each other in the dick constantly in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, 24 hours a day, you're avoiding getting your dick punched.
I don't know why that's just so common. It's just a fucking smack some dude right in his nuts.
We had the coaches on my football team got into it. We're like, we're going to punch dicks too. This is hilarious. Punch these little teenage dicks. Mm. And then, I don't know. People just, it's just a thing that guys are like, girls don't walk around and kick each other in the cunt. Fucking old steel toe boot. They're Doc Martens from fucking Spencer's Gifts, wherever the hell they buy them, and just come over and give each other their first period.
It's only a matter of time. I think what's going to happen is they're going to walk by and titty slap. Because they can't really, they just smack you right in the titty.
Like,
ah, got you.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Gives him the back of the fist. Right on the chest. Some Macho Man Randy Savage. Red chest. Huffing and puffing.
Speak about huffing and puffing. How about them Patriots?
we've been digressing here. We didn't have a lot to go on today, so we just had to start babbling.
Well, when you win 40, fucking 3-0
I know.
In a week two game against a team that hardly, I mean, I don't, you're still NFL players. Like, they shouldn't be that.
That's what
bad.
I'm saying. That's why I always get mad when people are like, oh, the Patriots were throwing, went up 37-0 I was like, yeah, they're in the end. They get paid to play. Stop them.
Yeah, seriously. It's like not, it's not college. They're not playing a school that can't get the same recruits. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're all coached the same way. They all make the same amount of money.
Fire the GM is what you do.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the guy who put those guys out there. Don't fire the coach. Don't fire the players. They suck. But
their job is to stop this team every time. It doesn't matter what they do. We're not supposed to lay down on the field.
No, I don't get that.
Fuck your sportsmanship. Like, the same people that were like, that like make fun of like everybody gets a trophy culture were like the same ones whining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
like, you know, like people are like, ugh, everybody gets a trophy. It's so embarrassing. But why are the Patriots running up the score?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
And the other thing I hate,
they're running up the score. They're just continuing to play. There's fucking 15 minutes left in the game. What are we supposed to do? Just run three times and let them score?
So, like, and then this week, they're 22-point favorites.
Yeah, right, which now, I think is high.
Which is, I agree. But imagine being a fan, like, imagine being, like, a Detroit fan.
Yeah.
You've never been more than a 6-point favorite in the past 20 years.
20?
In a single game.
I would venture to say the Detroit Lions have never been 20-point favorites.
I'm saying a 6-point favorite.
I know, but I could say that they've never been a 20-point favorite.
Oh, for sure not. Yeah. But now your team is good enough where you're a 20-point favorite, and the Patriots fans are like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to even watch this week. What's the point of watching this game? It's going to suck, blah, blah, blah.
There's no suck. It's like, every game. It's a business.
They're going to fucking go out there and score 50 points and win 50-2. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that, like, what these are professional players. This isn't Alabama playing like a fucking Salem State. You know what I mean? It's real teams, real players playing an NFL game on a Sunday.
And you,
it doesn't get bigger than this.
You say this until the Pats go 3-5 in the middle of the season. Because that schedule is tough, and guess what? They have no offensive linemen left.
They're going 3-5. Nobody's going 3-5 ever.
They might go 3-5. They might lose to. I can see them losing.
You think they're going to lose 5 games? Have you seen this team?
No. Go in an 8-game stretch. Go 3-3
out of 5. You said 3-5.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, because they have to play like Houston, Kansas City, Dallas, and like two other teams that are good.
The Browns and the Eagles.
The Browns.
So they got
the
Eagles and the Ravens on the road back to back.
And the Ravens.
As I said, didn't I just say that?
The Bills might be mixing there too. Like, they
Bills are next week, but who knows? I mean, I'm not.
It's not like we're cakewalking to the Super Bowl. It's like there's a lot of good teams. But yeah, we're not playing any.
A lot of injured. A lot of quarterbacks are injured nowadays. A lot of them.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when half the quarterbacks in the league are 38 years old.
Yeah. I mean, Drew Brees. He lost his thumb, whatever, it's broken. He's out for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. That could be the end of the Saints, though. What are the Saints going to do? Their division stinks, so they could probably still win their division at 9 wins.
Well, they have enough weapons where they could still move the ball.
Who's in there? Carolina? I guess Atlanta could probably win that division. Even though, have they won yet? I think they're 0-2. Oh, no, they beat Philadelphia
Atlanta
last
won.
Week.
Carolina's 0-2. Carolina's, Cam Newton basically said, I'm not going to show up.
Anymore.
Yeah, for a while.
He's hurt. He hurt himself. Yeah. There was a big argument on the on ESPN today about like how Eli Manning is just as bad as how Cam Newton is just as bad as Eli Manning.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
I mean, but like it was an argument. It was like Paul Feinbaum, that guy that does like SEC Network or whatever, was talking about. He's like, Cam Newton has brought his team so bad, made his team so bad, they've regressed so much under Cam Newton. He's just as bad as Eli Manning. And I was like, well, first of all, I mean, Cam Newton. I feel like he's always been a Cam Newton first guy, no matter what.
Did he win a Super Bowl or did he lost?
He went to the Super Bowl and
lost.
Got demolished by the Broncos. They were 15-1 that year, which nobody remembers because they were like the most ridiculous. They were 15-0.
That defense was good.
The defense was good, but everyone was like, is this team going to go undefeated? Like, they were 15-0 and had to play like an average team. I forget. And they were like, or maybe they were 14-0 and had to play an average team. It was one or the other. They were either 15 or 14-0. And I was like, this team might literally go to the Super Bowl, like, undefeated. And I feel like they played no one, and they weren't, like, beating teams. Like, you know how the Patriots were just blowing teams out and just were, like, decisively the best team in the league the whole season till the last game? You know? They were, like, they'd be, like, underdogs in games and win by one and stuff like that. And then they ended up being 15-1 going to the Super Bowl, and then they got crushed by the Broncos.
Yeah,
another game the Patriots could have won. I mean, the Patriots could legitimately, if it wasn't for Peyton Manning, And, you know, a couple fuck-ups. I mean, you can do it both ways, and everyone knows that. But, like, literally, the Patriots could have 10 Super Bowls right now.
Yeah.
You know, if, like, everything went right in the Super Bowl games, you know, you don't, you know, David Tyree doesn't make the catch. Malcolm Butler plays. Mario Manningham doesn't make the catch. Okay, so now you got 9 Super Bowls. And then 2006, you don't blow a 21-3 lead at half. You would have crushed the Bears. There's another one. That's 10.
Gostkowski doesn't miss the extra point.
Yeah, that was Gostkowski didn't miss an extra point. That would have been against the Panthers. Yeah. You would have beat them. I mean, or maybe that was the Seahawks. Yeah, they would have lost that game. They definitely would have lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah, that Seahawks team was real good.
But I'm talking about when they played the Panthers. That was that game. I don't remember. I don't remember the AFC Championship game that year. They get so clustered in my head. They've been to the last 75 of them.
It really is insane.
But
you think the offensive line is, I mean, who's going to block our front tone?
There's no edge rushers that we're playing until Isaiah Wynn comes back. Marcus Cannon's going to play again. He'll play this week.
Yeah, Cannon's back. Which
so Cannon will be back. So you have 4 out of the 5 starting.
Well, Andrews.
Well, yeah, I know, but Andrews was out at the beginning of the year, too.
Yeah, but I kind of...
He's not out now.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't go out until, what, week 3 of the preseason? 4?
Yeah,
like, he
but
was Karras the
has
guy.
Held his own.
Yeah, he's all right. He can't snap that well.
No, he can't. But listen, you're the center, right? Snap the ball, hold your own for 2.5 seconds. That's all you got to do.
It's a little more of that.
It's so fucking listen. It's
the Patriots
so fucking,
do make it so easy on these guys.
It does. I mean, Brady gets the ball out so fast.
Yeah, he makes it. I mean, to have him back there, like knowing everything that's going on, you just have to trust him and then do. There's no questioning what you're doing ever. Like they really are.
The only thing I'm worried about is the run game. Because, like, you got these new tackles in there. They've been here for a week. They don't know what the fucking plays
that
are.
That is a problem. And,
it's going to affect my Sony Michel.
Gronk has been,
yeah,
like, clearly absent. Like, they can't get on the edge at all. No. Sony, again, he's still so close to just, like, breaking a couple big ones.
But as you notice, they haven't, like, been running around the tackles at all. They've been all they inside can't. Runs.
They ran decent last game. I mean, the first game, they couldn't run the ball, period. James
yeah.
White. A couple, like, draws.
Burkhead had a couple good ones.
Yeah.
Burkhead's the only one that's doing it because, like, they don't expect him to run as much. You know what I mean? When Sony Michel's in, everybody's just like, okay, he's going to be a run play. Because he still hasn't gone out for a pass yet this season that I've seen.
I don't know what's up with that. Why?
But they were it was all the rage in preseason that he was, like, going to be catching the ball and doing all this shit. And now it's like, you know, he just doesn't do it. He goes out there and it's just run to Sony Michel. So Burkhead comes in and he could run or they could pass. So it gets a different defense. You know what I mean? And it's opening it up a little bit. Plus Miami's terrible. So, I mean, it's one of those things. So back to Antonio Brown. So the NFL is investigating, right? They could put him, if they put him on the commissioner's list, which I still don't think they can do. In order to get off that, I don't even know how you get off it. Like it's Tyreek Hill got off it when like the, when Kansas City, like the town, like didn't press charges or something. So how does
I've
he get off it? He just
pays.
He pays the girl.
I've been to Kansas City, and they still have
Kansas
like,
City,
like in their like skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Like you still picture like the 8 fat guys, like the big fat guys drinking like whiskey.
Yeah.
Like they're still there. Like in a lot of towns, like those rooms have kind of like done away with. Like the 8 fat Kansas City guys who like run the whole town. I mean, they could do it.
What do you think? This is a bunch of white guys up in a tower?
It's go to
cigars.
Kansas City and walk around. You'd be like, 100% these
saloon
guys are
saloon doors.
There. You can sense it, yeah. They walk down the street and everyone kind of, oh, Mr. Goldstein, how's it going, sir? It's like everyone just knows them. Like, they run. It's for sure still a rig town.
Yeah.
It's just so evident. So, clearly, you know, you have a rig town like Kansas City. You can do what you please.
That's true. But not to say that Boston isn't a rig town either. I mean, that's Boston. Notoriously a political, what do you call it?
Yeah, but Boston is rigged to the core.
Yeah.
So, like, trash guys are like taking bribes.
Everybody's
like,
down.
The guys
it.
On the top can't do it as much as they used to around here. Where the guys in the lower levels, I mean.
Everybody's taking them.
Everyone's taking a cut. Everyone's on.
You need a piece. Everybody needs a taste.
Yeah. Everyone gets their taste. It's not like that in other cities.
Hear me.
I think. But I, for sure.
Kansas City
is old school.
When I picture Kansas City, because I was a big Hilltop guy, again, bring it back to Saugus, no longer exists anymore, but when you think of the Hilltop, you thought of, there was like 5 rooms, it was the biggest steakhouse in the United States, and the most frequented restaurant in the entire country for a number of years, 70s and 80s, and for a long time, and they had a bunch of rooms, Sioux City, Kansas City, and it was supposed to be like, it was basically an old saloon type place, and Kansas City was the room you wanted to be in. But that's all I ever picture when I picture Kansas City, is all those cigar store Indians and fucking giant saloon doors, wooden salad bowls. Yep. That's all I think of when I think Kansas City.
A lot of this is true.
Yeah.
And eight fat guys with running big belt buckles running the town. Old, awful mustaches, a lot of them.
They all look like Andy Reid. Andy Reid's perfect for Kansas City then.
Why do you think he went there? He didn't have a choice.
This guy's just Kansas City.
Yeah, he fits right
That boy's Kansas City. I think Kansas City is a cool nickname to have.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't mind. Like, if you were like a gambler, that's old Kansas City, Washington over there. That's not bad. I think also another thing of mine is that if you have a nickname that is like a city or a state, like that, you're just awesome. Like,
yeah, Boston Rob.
Yeah, not just that, but like, I think Kansas City Steven or, Kansas City Billy. Like, that's a pretty cool nickname. Like, you don't gamble with that guy either,
Montana
ever.
Joe?
Yeah,
I would
never.
Stay the fuck away from Montana Joe.
Mississippi Fats, these guys. They're like good at, they're like good pianists, good musicians, or they're like really going to take all your money in billiards or fuck it, something. Anytime you're named after a city, you're a problem.
Yeah, you really don't. You stay away. You get on that guy's good side.
Yeah.
And then even then, when you're too close to him, you're fucked. You don't even realize you're fucked, but you're fucked.
Like, even when his friends are calling him a Mississippian, it's just like his, it's not like his, like, just like his aura. You know what I mean? Like, if I walked in and I was Massachusetts Tony, they'd be like, people would be like, that's kind of like him. But like, if my friends were still just calling me Tony, then it wouldn't be as big a deal. Like, it kind of would just be like a fake nickname. But if my friends would call me like, listen, don't mess around with Massachusetts. Don't play around.
Yeah, that's
then you got to know that guy's for real with his gambling. So yeah, I was wondering. I was like, so if he's on the commissioner's exempt list, how does he get off it if he's just being sued? You pay the lady. That's what you have to do, and then they'd be like, okay, I guess you didn't rape her.
What you have to do,
or do you like? I feel like if you pay her, then you admit that you raped her. So then you shouldn't be in the league at all.
No, you pay to. It doesn't. No, exactly.
Basically, you're paying her to shut her up.
You can admit fault, but you don't have to admit fault to rape. You can be like, all right, I acted inappropriate, but. It wasn't rape, so it wasn't that level. So I'll just pay you so we don't.
Let me ask you a question. OJ Simpson got tried for double murder, did not get convicted, got sued by the families, was found liable for their deaths, and has to pay them to this day. Still, everyone thinks I killed them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, take away like the murder part of it. Like, if you get sued and, you get sued and you're found liable, you're basically liable for them being murdered, which means that you murdered them. Because there's no other liability there is.
Yeah, that's a rare case of a time where the guy 100% murdered them.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, how can you be held liable for a murder if you didn't murder them?
Well, a lot of times this happens where you're like...
Handing them over to a murderer?
Yeah, let's just settle and not who also died. With this and not fucking... I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he pays her... Then everyone's like, oh, he admits it then.
All right, so what would you rather do? Be stuck in court for like a year and a half dealing with this, paying your lawyers, $750,000, or settling now for $1.5 million?
I'll tell you what. If I was getting sued for rape, I would go down with the ship. There's no chance I'm paying a girl a dime if I didn't rape her. Not a dime. And I'm taking everything she's worth, too.
I don't know.
And I'd be telling the NFL the same thing. I'd go down with the ship. I'm paying my lawyers everything I have. And then I'm going to make this new lady that just accused me of rape pay me.
Well, it's impossible to kind of argue because
then I'll
it's
sue the NFL.
Her word against
I'd
yours.
Be suing everyone.
How would you...
Sue everybody. Take my shoes.
How would you... There's no way to really win it.
There's no winning. He's already lost. The court of public opinion has ruled that he's
like
a rapist.
Just pay and move on.
Yeah, I guess.
Just play the game. I mean,
you've turned me.
Did you see the first three plays of the game? I mean, first three catches?
Oh, my God. I said it was worth it. The minute he did it, I was like, do you see this guy, how quick he is?
Oh, yeah.
It's clearly
and
worth
that
it.
Ball, Brady missed him on a touchdown.
Yeah, he missed him on two touchdowns.
Yeah, and he was wide open.
Brady he could have had three touchdowns in that game.
How open he
easily.
Was going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
His separation is crazy.
So quick. I mean, he was playing against, I don't know what, like, Brian Flores was thinking. Like, he put Xavier Howard on Gordon, and then His like fifth cornerback was covering Antonio Brown that
Eric game. Rowe was on him all game.
A couple times. And then Wiltz was on him, like who was a Patriots practice squatter last year. Ooh. I was just like, this is not gonna this isn't gonna work. And like Brady didn't even look anywhere else. He just looked at who was playing corners, like, all right, he's gonna torch him. So I'll just throw it to him. Like his first three plays, he was open by 15 yards each time.
I don't really understand. Flores kept all 11 guys pretty much on the line of scrimmage against Baltimore. And Lamar Jackson torched them, and he never switched it up. He just kept throwing touchdown passes.
He thinks he's a man that's set in his ways.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, buddy? Like,
I don't know who his defensive coordinator is. Did he come over from the Patriots?
He probably is the defensive coordinator himself.
Yeah, that's probably
true,
too.
It's like what Patricia's doing, right?
I don't know. I haven't paid much attention to the Lions, to be honest. Although,
they beat the Colts, right?
No, they beat somebody, but it wasn't the Colts.
They tied Arizona,
which is terrible. And then they beat somebody last week.
I thought it wasn't the Colts.
I don't know. A lot of, I feel bad for Flores because they're just fucking him big time. They're just sticking him with a ton of shit and like, here, make it work. Just get us a quarterback next year. Like, I don't know why they don't try with Rosen. Rosen was the number. Either.
And why trade for him?
He was the number three pick last year. And nobody's given him a chance yet.
I think he's one of those guys where you sit down and you talk to him.
And you
he's
hate
just
his
like happy go lucky. And he's like, yeah, this
Flores?
Is like, no, Rosen.
No, Roy, that's what I mean. Rosen, I think, is just an asshole. I think people hate his personality.
I don't think they hate him. I think he's so nice. Like, he's probably one of the guys. Like,
I think that you've got it all wrong.
No, I think he's one of those guys you sack him and then he's like, oh, nice sack.
No,
and
they no help way. You
no, he seems like a California.
I think his reputation is that he is like an arrogant dick.
See, I thought his reputation was he has like zero competitive spirit.
No, I think he's very competitive, but he's arrogant and a dick, and nobody likes him.
Talking about the same person, the guy went to UCLA.
Yeah, that's him. I'm telling you.
Oh, I thought he was like a surfer, like a bro. Mm-hmm.
No,
like super laid back, doesn't give a fuck about.
Have you ever
really
seen this guy?
Anything?
He ain't surfing anything.
I don't know. I'm lost about this guy. No. Well, either way, did you see Collins? Holy fucking shit.
I'm telling you what. That might be the steal of free agency for any team.
Because he's going back.
They
got him as like a, oh, this guy's like a whatever linebacker.
No, he came crawling back. Let's get it straight. He came crawling back because Belichick put him in the Cleveland jail.
It really was perfect.
He was like, you're not listening to me, Jamie. You're so good. Like, I love you playing for us. We've won Super Bowls with you. I need you to be, you're the greatest, one of the best athletes I've ever coached. But you don't listen. You do whatever the fuck you want. You don't do anything in the defense. You're traded. I don't want to see you again. And then he's fucking out there playing in Cleveland, miserable, loses every fucking game for like 5 years.
Here's what I'm saying. Last year, he was probably the 35th best linebacker in the league.
Yeah, because he didn't give a shit.
Exactly. Because
they were losing constantly.
So they got the 35th best linebacker in the league and turned him right back into a top three linebacker.
Yeah, he came crawling back for next to no money because nobody else wanted him because he doesn't give a shit and can't be motivated and just does whatever the fuck he wants. He came back and it's like he's never left and he's way better because he listens to
everybody.
He's
better now. You see what Belichick said about him? They like did a speech about, or they asked him a question. They're like, well, he's one of the smartest players we have on the team. Yeah. His instincts are
I refuse to believe that he's one of the smartest players on the team.
That's what he said.
He's definitely probably the most instinctive. Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, yeah, exactly that. He's like, football-wise, he just knows exactly what's going on at all times. He's like, he can do everything. He can cover. He can rush. He can play the run. He
and
does anything you want. And he's athletic enough to do anything. Like, it was a crazy
quote. I got to Google it. Jamie Collins contract. Because I know it was a theft. I feel like it was like 1 year. $1.05 million. So he's making $1,050,000.
That's
insane.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, I want to see.
Basically saying that Antonio Brown is 15 times better than him.
Yeah, basically.
Which
if you're going by money.
Not even close. Like, if you were telling me you could cut one guy right now, Antonio Brown and Jamie Collins, that's almost a toss up.
Well, he's actually making. The Cleveland Browns are paying him $2.5 million this year, so he's doing okay.
That's the best.
Yeah. what a world.
Have the Patriots ever done that?
Yes. They did it to Revis.
They paid
him $5 million to play for the Jets.
They paid him. Why? Because he had a huge contract?
Well, he had a, what'd they call it? A dead, like a thing. I forget what it was. So he made $10 million from the Jets in 2018 last year. So he made $10 million from the Browns. actually 11.15 million. The year before that, he made 15 million from the Browns. So he's doing just fine. So this year, he can actually make up to 3 million with the Patriots. Interesting. But yeah, so it's an absolute, it's a theft.
Here's what he said. This is a direct quote from Belichick. He's very smart and understands things. And he, a lot of times, will recognize things before I do and say, hey, can I do this in this situation? Or, hey, can I do this?
Is that why he just always leaves?
That's like, the kind of football thinker he is. So he's brought the defense a lot in a lot of different ways.
I want to say this very clearly. They hate their coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been ridiculously, like, he doesn't come off the field anymore.
No, he plays all four downs.
All four. He doesn't stop. He plays kicking team, fucking punt return, and he's dominating every play.
It's crazy. He's everywhere. An absolute beast.
It's got, like, if you factor in all the money, like, I don't know who the big free agents this year were. Who were the big, were there any big free agents this year?
For the Patriots?
No, for anybody. General? Like, who was the biggest free agent this year?
Kareem Hunt was a decent one.
He wasn't a free agent. Yeah, he was a free agent.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell was like the biggest one, right? So like Le'Veon
Antonio
Bell.
Brown. No, he got traded.
He got traded. I know Jadeveon Clowney was not technically a free agent, but he was a franchise tag guy. So it was like really any big players this year. But like you're gonna tell me like Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets or like they're that middle linebacker they got, was it Mosley?
Yeah.
Who's good? Like, they pay him like $15 million. Is he better than Jamie Collins?
No, I don't think. Not for his how good Jamie Collins is on the Pats.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Maybe if we got Mosley, maybe Mosley might be just as good. But yeah. Jamie Collins on the Patriots is better than Mosley is on the Jets.
Jamie Collins on the Patriots playing like Belichick tells him to play is better than any linebacker the Patriots have.
It's not even close. I mean, Roberts is... Van Noy had a decent game.
Van Noy's good. Hightower is like... I love Hightower, and he's great. But even him, like, Jamie Collins is better when he's playing at his best.
Yeah, and they just call Hightower Mr. February. Yeah. So they're just keeping him healthy until the playoffs. And then that's when he kind of turns it on. And he's always hurt. So I really feel like they're dialing him back a ton.
They have to. I mean, he lost a lot of weight, and he looks a lot quicker this year.
But they don't need him.
No, they have so much depth there, but you definitely. You
how
neat.
Funny is in Jaquan Bentley had a
they've,
good game.
They've never won a Super Bowl without Dante Hightower. Don't forget.
How funny is it? Was it this time last year we didn't even know a single one. Like Roberts. It was Hightower was hurt and Bentley got hurt.
Bentley was out for the season early. Yeah, Hightower was like done. Remember, he was like
his
fucking cement shoes.
Fucked.
He couldn't even play anymore. He was like he's the slowest guy you've ever seen in the field.
It was Van Noy.
Who was, like, still getting used to the team.
Roberts played, but I feel like there was a game when he was hurt and Chung played linebacker. Or Jordan Richards.
Jordan Richards played the first
linebacker,
game.
Like, week two.
Was that last year? That might
it
have been
was last
years
year. He was playing, like, week two linebacker.
No, I think you're thinking 2 years ago when they had him playing linebacker against the Chiefs. And they were getting torched by everybody.
Yeah, that was,
Because I think they finally cut Jordan Richards last year.
Yeah, we celebrated that.
Yeah, everybody should have. So it was just like...
Now how deep they are at linebacker, it's insane.
Deep everywhere on the defense. Literally, they're deep everywhere except for tight end and currently offensive line.
I would say D end.
Not really. Who's not a good defensive end that they have right now?
Rivers and Wise.
Well, Rivers is out for the season.
Good.
Good. Wise is probably the worst one. And he was inactive in a game last year. And Chase Winovich already jumped him in the
Winovich is
depth chart.
He's actually good.
Who didn't think he was good? He's a fucking... He never stops running. Yeah, he's like... Sure. I've never seen a motor like his. He's like J.J. Watt. Like, just in pure intensity and like, pace of play. Not saying they have the same skill set, but, like...
Yeah.
Just intensity, pace of play.
That
and,
really is all a pass rush is, too.
Yeah, it is. Just the ability to go as fast as you can every single play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they're just fucking good. In the blitzing with Collins and Hightower up the middle.
That's classic. I mean, that used to be, there was no stopping the double A gap blitz with Hightower and Jamie Collins. And now it's back, and they have Van Noy.
And they're just blowing up. They just blow running backs up who try to pick them up. Like, there's no running back in the league that can pick Collins or Hightower up on a blitz. Like, it just doesn't happen.
I'm just so excited. The defense is so good. Like, I couldn't picture the Dolphins scoring last week. I was watching the game. I was like watching it half. I'm like, they can't do it.
I kept thinking like a couple times they had balls down the sidelines
and they dropped them twice in a row. But that was like, late in the fourth, like when the game was over.
Yeah. So it's like, that's the only way is like a long pass interference.
When they go like cover zero, basically. And just,
but the Jets, how are the Jets going to move the ball? They can't run the ball.
They have the third quarterback in, which is kind of weird because he's like, he went to Washington State and he idolizes Tom Brady and he was also the 199th overall pick.
And I'll tell you this.
He takes over.
I might have laid a couple lumbers on the Washington State a few times.
Have you?
That year. And,
put a couple units down?
He was a good quarterback there.
He put a couple units down.
He covered games at 10 o'clock on a Saturday like no other.
I remember him coming out and I was like, oh, Patriots got to get this guy. Yeah. Like he was like, love the TB12 method. That's like the only thing I think about. I love Tom Brady. I was like, come on, draft. Because still needed a quarterback at that time. It's like, got to draft this guy. Got to draft this guy. And then he got drafted by the Titans and got cut immediately.
And Washington State wasn't good. They haven't been good for years. They rolled out they were like 8-1.
Yeah.
And they needed to win a couple more games, win the Pac-12, and then they had to go to Washington.
Yeah.
They lost to Washington like 33-0.
Yeah.
Like they just got stuck. It was like, it's right when their coming out game and they just got smoked.
There's no conference in college football I find more boring than the Pac-12.
It's impossible. Yeah, and none of the teams are ever really good. Like they all suck.
Like I just never liked California football ever.
No, no, no.
What I mean, like it was mildly interesting when USC was crushing everyone, and that was it.
At least they ran. Like I do like they're the one team I can kind of almost like because at least they play football. I mean, the other teams just play like they have 7 wide receivers on the field. Yeah. So what are we
fighting? Now Chip Kelly's the UCLA coach, right?
Yeah,
so they're probably doing silly shit. And then Oregon. I mean, there's no defense. I mean, college, there's like defense in two conferences. The Big 12 is an outrage.
It's
an utter outrage.
It's boring.
It's literally it's like NBA All-Star games. That's all it is.
It's really it's bad.
Everybody's just alley-ooping all over the place. Fucking Magic Johnson to Michael Jordan. Who the fuck doesn't matter. They're just throwing up. Like this will be the third year in a row that the Oklahoma quarterback wins the Heisman.
Yeah, seriously. And all the best receivers still come out of the ACC and the SEC.
Yeah. They're all the best players do. Yeah. Like, tell me, like, the Big Ten, like, has what? Good linemen? Maybe sometimes good pocket quarterbacks?
Occasional linebacker, but yeah.
Yeah, linebackers, right. Like Penn State and Ohio State. But, like, the best players are in the SEC and the ACC.
Well, Ohio State doesn't even really count. They're not, like, the big... They're just Urban Meyer.
And they're all from Florida anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys are not... That's not what they used to be.
No. Like, I don't know. You see the Cuse last weekend?
No, I missed them.
Put up a good fight against Clemson.
Did they?
No, they didn't. The quarterback stinks. He fucking stinks. Tommy DeVito
stinks.
He's
a showboat from Jersey, right?
Yeah, what I was talking about. And he doesn't deserve a showboat. He made the dumbest. It wasn't even a rookie mistake. It was I've never played football in my life mistake. I'm telling you, if they had the quarterback from last year, they would have won by 3 touchdowns. They would have beat Clemson by 21 points. The defense kept him in it. It was like 16-3 or something with like late in the third quarter or like mid third quarter. Fucking Clemson threw an interception. I mean, 3 times we got down to the goal line and couldn't score touchdowns. Twice they had to kick a field goal. Once he threw an inexplicable interception on 1st and 10.
They were actually in this game.
Yeah, late, middle of the third quarter. They were like still playing. Clemson didn't play great. I mean, they had a good running back and like they scored touchdowns. And Trevor Lawrence threw a bunch of picks. He wasn't that great. I mean, fucking...
Which is weird that... So, Miami's tanking to get Trevor Lawrence?
No, Tua.
But I think Fromm is the best out of all three.
I think Fromm's good, too. But Trevor Lawrence is the best. Trevor Lawrence is like Peyton Manning-esque, like born to be a quarterback type player. He's like 6'5", can hit every throw, can run. He's a little thin, but...
I tell you, I can guarantee... That the Syracuse quarterback would have got his dick sucked if that girl walked back in and he was naked.
What girl? Oh, yeah. You fucking 100%.
Yeah.
But which is fun because him now is exactly how I dress in fucking 2006 or 5 or whatever year
all
it was.
White tees pressed.
Oh, my God. No, I had black fucking wife beaters on, gold chain, hair spiked everywhere. Fucking probably had a headband on.
I love it.
Yeah. Most likely had a headband on, gold bracelets. I was all-time Ginzoed out. I had the all-time best blowout. Like, Paulie D thinks he's the king of the blowout. I fucking invented that shit in 2000 and probably actually in, yeah, 2001. I was still in high school.
Yeah, blowouts were all the rage. Yeah.
If you were, like, a girl from Saugus or Revere or Everett would not talk to you if you didn't have one.
It really is crazy. Yeah, we really do live in a weird part of the country.
It's just a weird little section of Massachusetts. Like, there's like, I don't know. I feel like it's right here.
It's fucking Italian.
It's right here. It's like North New Jersey and like the Jersey Shore, which I don't think those are the people, but like North New Jersey, like Long Island and North Shore of Massachusetts are just like the same people.
It's the Italian, just the Italian influence on a community destroys
awkward.
It.
It is.
Yeah, it really just tears it down in the middle.
It ruins everything.
Yeah.
They're saying they like, somebody on Twitter the other day was like, "Put name three things your town's known for without saying where you're from." I just wrote neon cactus, aggressive Italian youths, and then I forget what. Oh, Saugus wings.
Oh, there you go.
Something like that.
That's about it. Yeah.
So I mean, the only thing I'm worried about, offensive line. Still think they're gonna get back to it though.
I think Wynn might be one. He might end up being a bust.
See,
I'm not calling him a bust. I'm nervous.
People were talking about this too. It's tough, but like, I always get upset and pissed off at people that don't play through bumps and bruises. Like, you can't get mad at a guy who was the first round pick because he tore his Achilles.
No.
And you can't get mad at him for getting turf toe.
Yeah,
like these are real injuries.
You can't really do anything about, but I'm worried that he's always going to be. Like, yeah. Malcolm Mitchell, like, I'm not saying he's not a good player,
yeah,
but his injuries made him a bust.
Not
like
really.
He's
not a bust. He's
like, he was a good talent. He was
a fourth round pick. No, he was a fourth round pick.
The wide receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. But
you're a bust if you're like.
No, but I meant more than
Razai Dowling and you play and stink.
He was good. He had the talent. Like, I don't think these guys are bad players. Wynn is really good. It's just a couple of games you see. Like, he's super athletic. Like, he can do a lot.
Yeah, Wynn is good.
But he might not be able to get on the field, which kills you.
He'll be back. He's got 8 weeks to get rid of turf toe. It's a sprained toe. Like, I don't understand how you can't play with it. I don't know. I looked at it. I was like,
Logan Mankins would be on.
Logan Mankins would have cut his toe off on the sidelines and would be playing.
God damn it.
I'll say it again.
I missed that.
And it needs to be impacted that he played. He tore his ACL in week one, tore his same knee, MCL, week two, and played through the Super Bowl. In which they lost.
It doesn't even make
all
sense.
The way through the year without telling anybody. Like, literally didn't tell the coaches. Was like, I'm just going to play. I'm fine. Probably. You know how much pain? Like, you can't even move. You can't move side to side.
God damn it. That guy is.
He just had a knee brace on and ran through people.
I love that guy.
I think he might have went to the Pro Bowl. I'm going to check it now. I don't know. I don't have to check it. But I'm sure he went to the Pro Bowl. And he had a fucking torn MCL and ACL.
Well, I mean,
and again, by the way, and he came back the next season and played. That's a year-long rehab, by the way. Like, you tear your ACL. The thing about it, every single player that tears his ACL doesn't matter where it is. Like, I guess
it's like 9
Welker,
11.
Like, tore it in, like, week 16, and he was back the next season. Brady was out week one. He was back the next season. But players are usually out. Got to be like 40 weeks with it.
It's like 9
rehabbing.
Months.
Yeah. 9 months, right? So he tore his ACL, had the surgery after the Super Bowl. So that's February. And he was back playing at training camp in July.
Doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense.
You're the toughest man that's ever lived.
Yeah. And just a great guy.
Just a real good friend,
yeah.
Really. I'll tell you what, Logan Mankins is a get naked on the couch guy. Anyway, so what do we got for this game this week? I won't be there. I'll be Malcolm Goh is going south to South Carolina this week.
Yeah, what's going on down there?
Just a little partying.
Yeah?
Yeah, going to get after it a bit, going down there with the lady, and as it is her birthday weekend.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Taking the kids?
No, negative. Hell no. Going with a couple friends. Although, in a couple weeks, I am going to Disney World. You can catch the Malcolm Goh podcast live at Disney World.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do a secret episode where we can post it. We can post it, you know, later in the week because I won't be able to be there for that week.
Is it the first Disney trip?
First Disney trip. Not excited about it.
No?
Lot of money.
Lot of money?
Lot of money.
Yeah, because you have to do the whole package when you do Disney.
You really do.
Otherwise, you're a sucker.
You got to sell out, dude. Yeah. You got to go all in. You got to send it, as they say, the boys. Yeah, it's quite a bit. Especially, I mean, the kids are still young enough where, like, I'm just like, look, We don't get on the ride, like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Like, if you don't, it's if it doesn't happen. It's all different now. You have to, like, get these fast passes and all this bullshit. It's like, none of it is like it did when we were kids, where you'd be like, your dad would wake you up and you'd show up at 8 and you'd be like, oh, Space Mountain, let's just wait in this hour and a half line.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you have to get fast passes or whatever, which, like, you schedule your day out. And if you're not up at fucking 3 a.m., the day you have to schedule them, you just toast. And one of them was the day after week one, and I was in the parking lot with Logan Mankin still fucking 2:30 in the morning, or Jarvis Green till 2:30 in the morning. So I woke up and was like, oh, no.
You had to schedule
I had to schedule because you have to do it 30 days in advance. Like, you can only do it 30 days exactly.
You're going to Disney World in like 2 weeks?
Yeah, in like 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Do they sell booze at Disney World?
No, not Disney World. They sell them at like every other place, though.
Not at Magic Kingdom.
Not at Magic Kingdom, yeah.
Wow, that's going to be a lot. So just,
but you could bring in your own water and like snacks and shit. So I'm just going to, we'll just sniggle in some vodka in a water bottle.
It's going to be, I mean, how else do you
get through it? There's no other way. Get a little fucking banged up, man. I'll be making 7 and 7s, kid.
I was thinking about little edibles, but then at the same time, it's like, you don't want to be high around your kids.
No, I can't be high around anybody. I'll be a panicky Pete.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be.
I'd be a little panicky Pete. You'd find me in It's a Small World hiding behind the little midgets or the Hall of Presidents.
Why is Daddy punching the pirates? They were attacking him.
I don't know. He saw that one of them had a blanket. And he needed to lay under it for the next 6 hours.
They started it.
Don't leave me alone. Anyway, what do you got for... we talked very little Patriots this week. There's nothing to talk about. It's like they're...
This is not a good. It's not. There's nothing really to go off of because basically we're sitting here waiting for injuries.
We talk about Antonio Brown.
We also don't know how good the team is.
I know how good they are. The best ever.
People are talking about 16-0. It's like
there's no 16-0. I don't even want them to go 16-0.
He's not going to do it. No. Their offensive line is not good enough. So,
no offensive line. But one thing I do want to say about them is they could easily run the table. Well, Isaiah Wynn's out. Their first half of the schedule is not good.
I think they can go 8-0.
And there is no good outside rushers that they're playing.
I want to see how hungry
they're playing.
When do they play the Bills? Next week?
Next week.
So that's the game I want to see because the Bills are good.
Bills are good. They have a good defense. They have the Bills. They have, I don't even remember. They're not good teams, though. It was like, why they're all like missing in my head. Bills, fucking, I don't remember. But they got no really good pass rushing teams.
The Redskins.
Oh, Redskins.
The Giants.
Yep.
And
so it's Jets. So like Isaiah Wynn's gonna miss the Jets, the Giants, the Redskins.
What AFC conference division are we playing?
Playing the AFC North. So I think they're playing the Bengals, or maybe that's later.
The Bengals, yeah.
Maybe later.
And
then they're playing the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how good. I know they're good, and I know like. But it's like, there's only four teams.
I don't
teams.
Even want you to be 16-0.
There's I'd only four teams in football.
Go 14-2. The classic Patriot move is you got to lose one early here. Like, even if you go 8-0, go 8-1. Lose to, like, on the road someone. And then lose, like, your 15th game. Like, you're not supposed to lose. Like, you get rolling again. I like when the Patriots win a lot early, lose... Like, and then they win a couple more, get hot again, and then they lose, and like, what the fuck? What happened there? Like, after they got hot, and then like, and then they don't lose again. Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I really do feel like
that's the way to do it. That, like, that's the 2004 way they did it. You know what I mean? Like, they were so good. Like, they lost week two or something. Like, terrible. Nobody even knew, saw it coming. They're like, fuck this. We're never going to lose again. And they went all the way to, like, it got boring, like, literally, like, 12 weeks. And then they lost to a terrible Miami team, and they're like, what the fuck just happened? And then they didn't lose again. You know what I mean? That's the model I'd like to follow.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be a problem this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Chiefs, Patriots are on a collision course. Like, literally whoever wins that game in Foxborough in November or December, whenever they're playing, is going to be the number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, I don't want them to be good. Like, I keep telling myself Mahomes is good. Mahomes is fucking nasty.
He's really good.
And I hate it.
But, like, at the same time, nobody's playing the same defense that the Patriots played.
They probably
to
can't.
Beat him. That's true. They probably can't, too. But it's not... But nobody's even trying.
I mean, they're...
And their defense sucks.
I don't know. Sammy Watkins isn't good.
No, he's not good.
Why are they letting him catch 400 balls? Like, I didn't understand.
Well, even like the third receiver on that team and the
who'd
fourth
they play
receiver.
Jacksonville stinks.
Jacksonville does stink. Like they're in mid mutiny now.
Well, who did they play last week?
They played the Raiders last week.
Oh, the Raiders also. Who went up 10-0?
Did
and
they?
It looked good, and I woke up from a nap. It was 28-10.
Yeah, he scored. He threw 4 touchdowns in the second quarter, but they didn't score again.
Yeah, they weren't.
The Chiefs aren't going to be as good as they were last year, but like they're good. And like he's good. He's like the next Peyton Manning, like million points, million touchdowns a year guy.
Not winning the playoffs. I mean, it doesn't help that he plays in Kansas City.
Doesn't? Yeah, it's outside. And it's cold all the time. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I fucking.
He'd be awesome in a dome. Can you imagine? If I throw the ball 88 yards on a dime in fucking like Indianapolis.
Yeah. Yeah. Minnesota. You could go crush
anybody. Just kill anybody.
So I don't have my car right now. So I have to take taxis places. So I had to take a taxi on Monday. I get out of the cab, right? After trying to tip this fucking idiot. There's a girl, hot girl, right? Walks past me. I give a double take. I'm like, wow, that girl is fucking, she's kind of smoking. And I was like, something's wrong. So I looked again. And I was like, yeah, she's weird.
She pulled it out.
And then she walks over. She sits on a homeless guy in a wheelchair's lap. Right? She just sits right on his lap. I mean, this girl's hot. And
really?
What the fuck is going on? She leans in his pocket, reaches in like under his hoodie, takes out his pill jar, like knew where he kept it, starts shaking, and she goes, "You leave any for me, honey?"
Oh, no.
"Oh, you took them all, didn't you?" Leans in his other pocket. She goes, "What do you have for me, daddy?" Goes in his pocket, takes out a wad of cash, just takes his money right out of his pocket. He goes, "All right, you did pretty good. All right, I'll go see what I can do for us." And just fucking gets up and walks. She's a junkie.
She was a junkie, but like she was hooking for him, the homeless guy?
No, she took his money. He was in a wheelchair and he had a big foot. Like, that was his catch. Like, everyone has
a foot.
There's a dead arm guy.
Oh, I've seen dead arm guy. He's right out of the tunnel.
Oh, exactly.
It's the weirdest fucking thing you've ever seen.
And that arm couldn't be more dead.
No, it's
like, he's not faking this.
I don't understand. No, it's not fake. It's fucking. I mean, if you live in the Boston area or if you go into Boston for rush hour, like to South Station, there's no way you don't know this guy. His forearm. From the elbow down is dead.
It's tricep down is dead.
But it's not black.
It's
still
like
part of his body.
It's a little purpley, and I don't know if he does something to it. Like, he must be like,
put makeup on it.
How they like tie off their nuts or something so like their dick stays hard for longer. Yeah. Like, he's definitely juicing a little bit somewhere. Like,
does that arm
makes no sense.
I think
he's like
no
maybe putting
sense.
It ice or something for like 10 hours so he can't move it.
No, it is dead. It has no muscle tone.
No, it's for sure dead.
Yeah.
But he all, I mean.
But the elbow up works.
Maybe he just doesn't need to do it.
Do you think that like it like got ran over or something and he just like didn't have the money to cut it off?
That's awesome.
So the doctor was like, look, it's going to be $1,000 to cut that shit off or. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
The only other thing I can think of is that he was cheating in a casino.
Against Mississippi.
And they took him out back and they fucking hammered his fucking whole arm down. And that was it. Now he has dead arm. But
it is the deadest arm you'll ever see.
This guy had big foot. This guy
I love big foot.
He had just a giant big foot.
Is it up on an encyclopedia?
He had a wheelchair that still had the thing on the back from like the hospital. That you know that they put
IV?
The guy out. Yeah. But the big one didn't have the IV, just the pole that it hooks on.
Like, they wheeled his ass out of Mass General.
Yeah, Bigfoot was just cruising, and he was collecting dough. He was in the North End.
I bet.
And then I realized, as I was trying to take a picture of them, I realized I left my wallet in the cab. I was like, I deserve every second.
God damn it.
Because I was trying to take a picture of the hot girl sitting on his lap and the whole thing. And
the whole thing. And your fucking wallet went away with the fucking cabbie that was now paying Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly. Turned around, bought pills for Bigfoot.
I do want to. I feel like that was a good place to end, but now I'm obsessed with thinking about Dead Arm. Because that guy is he just wanders up and down the tunnel, the exit ramp out of the tunnel, and he's just got a cardboard. Like, he's a terrible homeless person because he has like the sheet that he wrote something on, like that's supposed to get people to pay you, that says like, you know, we'll work for food or whatever. He just puts it under his dead arm and walks down and up and down and up. And I'm just like, this guy's arm is so dead. And that's the only thing anybody can think. Like, no one's like, give him money because he's homeless and he needs it. Everyone's just like, wow, why is that guy's arm dead? And it just sits there and it's so dumb.
Dead arm makes me throw up in my mouth more. Like, when I look at this thing, I get more sick than if a guy was carrying around a shit he just took.
Yeah.
Like, if a homeless guy was holding shit, I'd be like, that's gross. But I would look at that before I had to turn the other side of the car and look at dead arm.
You know what it looks like to me? It's like Stretch Armstrong's arm because it's like, But only that part, because even the fingers are like little sausages.
Yeah, they're
the hands are like little sausages, and so you look like you could just squeeze it and like squeeze it would just like puff up, and then you can just tug it, and it will grow 8 feet and just slap it off his chest.
And you don't even need to like you don't need to be close enough to smell it. You just know what it smells like.
That guy.
You can just look at him like it's one of those things you look at.
I'm gonna pull it out of my window next time I go in the morning, and I go over there. I'm gonna ask what happened to him. Hey, say what happened to the arm there, man.
I don't know. I drive by him every day on my way to work.
And dead arm.
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable. All right. I give you this. He's fucking consistent.
He is. He's always there. He is persistent. So what do you got for a Pat score this week?
Ooh.
What do you think, dead arm?
I mean, a lot of the scores last week were on the defense, which I didn't expect. So I'm going to go like 31 to 10.
Yeah, I'm going to say the offense. I mean, it depends on who plays for the Jets. But they're what, 22-point favorites? I'm going to say they cover just because of the defense again. I think it's going to be like 34 to 10. Give them a touchdown. They'll give up a touchdown for the first time since Kansas City last week.
But they are good.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. I mean, the defense is just going to. And it is the Jets at home, so they really are going to get up for this game.
Yeah.
Patriots have a weird way of doing that. Like, Belichick was already talking them up like they're going to be good. It's like.
Yeah. He hates the Jets. All right. Until then, go Pats. Dead arm. See you tomorrow.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Ray. And the back is intercepted. Hit by Tyrone. 30, 25, 20, 15. Touchdown. Tyrone picks it up and takes it to the house. Lewis. Four. Adams on a carry. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey. Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're the
greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.